Dr. Javier Gutierrez Clinic note on Amanda Groover. Amanda, A-M-A-N-D-A, last name G-R-O-O-V-E-R, birth date 1/22/72. Patient presents with complaints of fever, headache, and pain in her bladder and lower abdominal area. Increases urination, slight nausea, doesn't want flu test. Has present illness of hot with dysuria, increased for the past 2 days, post-voiding, pain increased post-voiding, history of occasional urinary tracts with similar symptoms in the past. They said review of symptoms, says she's lost 60 pounds in the past 6 months, has history of hypertension, borderline diabetes, axonal polyneuropathy with pain in numbness, lower extremities, history of chronic penedema with stasis dermatitis. History of peripheral venous insufficiency, history of rheumatoid arthritis. Physical exam. Pain level described as 6 over 10. Bowel signs within normal limits. Urinary appearance, mild distress. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits. Neck, supple without masses. Lungs clear off chest percussion. Heart rate without murmurs or gallop. Abdomen with 1-2 plus tenderness or suprapubic area with palate rigidity or rebound or extreme guarding or guarding back without CVH tenderness, skin, extremities, neurological, within normal limits. UA obtained showed presence of a small amount of blood with specific gravity of greater than 1.030. Otherwise, without abnormalities, urine culture was obtained with diagnosis of lower abdominal pain with history of with probable urinary tract infection, post hysterectomy with one single oophorectomy. Patient given prescriptions for given injections of Toradol 60 milligrams IM, also given Herceptin 1 gram IM, with prescription for Cipro 500 milligrams BID, Peridium, and Diflucan as requested with abdominal pain precautions, advised to follow up with regular doctor in the next 2 or 3 days to go to the emergency room if pain increases or persists. With follow-up as needed. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.